want to say that God's been so good to me. I don't know what I'd do without this message. In times of trouble and even times of joy, I depend on this and lean on it so much that it gets me through it. And I'm so grateful that he brought me here and that he chose me. And I don't care out there who believes it. You know, because Jesus, he had doctrine. You know, when he got done speaking, they'd say they marveled at his doctrine. Paul had doctrine. All seven church ages had doctrine. That's how you know this is the truth. God's a doctrine God. And when he's on the scene, he brings doctrine. The whole message is doctrine. I mean, and I love it. And you know, I'm just so grateful that, you know, everything that he does for me. You know, earthly possessions, I don't have much. I don't care. I have what I need, and I have what he wants me to have. You know, different people get dealt different cards.
Sure.
You know, and I just accept the cards I've been dealt.
Amen.
But, you know, I was sitting there realizing how much that I lean on this message, how much that I dwell on it. And like if I have to go to the doctors, I start thinking of scripture and I start praying because you never know what they're going to find. And it, so far, it's always been a good, clear bill of health. So I just want to thank God and praise his name.
Amen.
I want to praise God too. You know, in this world, there's just so much fluff. But we have doctrine. You know, doctrine's like foundation. You know, it's like a rock. You know, and we talk about the Word of God. The Word of God is doctrine. And you know, I know it's yesterday, but Sunday when Pastor was preaching on headship, it's so refreshing and so great to be in an assembly in a church where we have balance on headship.
Right.
You know, headship was something that this message just took and went crazy. Beat the women down. Did all kinds of things. Didn't put a man in his place either. You know, didn't have it right at all. But we have it 100% right. You know, and that's, I love these doctrines because this is what we are.
Right.
This is what we believe.
Yes,
this
amen.
Is the thing that when we go to the doctor that gives us strength. This is the thing that lets us know how to live, how to think, you know, how to just live, you know, how not to be burdened down by the cares of this world, how not to be tricked by Satan, how to just be so solid and so real. Because I love this word. This word is everything to me. Like you say, this word is the thing I dwell on. This word is the thing when I go through it every day. Everything that comes, it runs through this filter. This filter is doctrine. This filter that tells me how to think, what to do, what to say, how to take the situation, how to judge people, to know who I am, to know where I'm going, to know where I came from. It's all doctrine. I love doctrine. I love that this is a doctrine church, a doctrine message. You know, it's the thing that separates us from the world. You know, and when I say the world, I mean even message people. Because they don't have the doctrines right. Because if you don't get your foundation right, you know, you build a house. If you don't build that foundation, you know, it's like the Bible says, it's sinking sand. And I thank God. I thank God that he let me be here.
Amen.
I thank God that he just brought me through all he's brought me through. I thank God that in the highs, the lows, the
That's
in-betweens,
right.
he's there. He's
Amen.
Always by my side.
Amen.
He's always with me because I and my Father are one.
Right.
When
That's
you
right.
see me,
Amen.
You see my Father. Amen. When I speak, you hear my Father.
Amen.
I just pray to know who Amen. I am Amen. Because knowing who I am, it's so solid. I can't be tricked.
Thank you.
And I can't make a mistake by a mistake. It is true.
Amen.
When I do something wrong, I know full well what I do wrong.
Amen.
There's no tricking me.
No.
You know, I let down, I do things.
No.
But I'm never tricked.
Right.
I'm never tricked. You know, it's a no-so. All the way through, it's
Amen.
A no-so. And I just thank God that he's allowed me just
thank
to relax
you.
And fall back in his
thank
arms
you.
And just walk this path. And not fall off on the right, not fall off on the left.
Yes.
To know there's two sides to every piece of baloney. Like we're saying, Brother Childress has brought so many little sayings. You know, it takes money to buy whiskey. There's a price to pay for this.
Yes,
you know, all those things. And I go through my life. I go through my job. I go through everything I do. All the people I talk to. I can talk to a PhD and all use, there's two sides to every slice of bologna. You know, I may not say those words to them, but that's what's going on in this head of mine. And I just praise God for this truth, this
Amen.
Word.
It's
made
Amen.
Me what I am.
Same page 187. Jesus, what a beautiful name. It's key of F, I think.
care. You can be seated. Amen. Amen. As they were singing it, I was thinking, I was getting nervous a little bit. Because I always come expecting. I always come ready. But I typically have like a poker thing. I got a tell. I look at Brother Jeremiah. If he has his paper Bible, then normally he's preaching. And so I saw him had his paper Bible, and I was like, he's probably preaching tonight. But as the song was going on, I was like, but I'm feeling nervous too. And I was like, I don't want, you know, if you're here to help, you know, like I don't want him to do it all, carry it all. So if I get done, he has something he wants to say, or if he wants to cut me off and has something to say, he's got the power to do that. So I'll testify, I'll preach while I got a chance. So I'm excited to be here tonight. It's good to be here amongst believers. And, you know, we've been having some great services. You know, we really have. Lord's been blessing us. And, you know, through the testimonies, it was talking about some of the things that I'm thinking about tonight as well. So it just was leaning right into it. But I'm just grateful to be here tonight. And, you know, I don't want it to go unnoticed that when you come here, it's appreciated. Just, I mean, because I need somebody to preach to, just like you need somebody to preach to you. So I'm just as happy to see you as you are to see me. So when I know that you made it through that crazy neurotic world to get here, I'm just as excited to see you as you are to see me and say, thank God, I know God's going to preach tonight. We all just as excited. So I come in here with that same testimony, so I appreciate it because I know, you know, I got kids and I know how Wednesdays can be and through the week. I just know Satan's eating. He's trying to make it as hard as he can to get in here and serve God. But guess what? He didn't get us. We made it through. We're still here. I'm like those people that's working out through the year, not just in January. I'm out. I'm doing the night shift in the gym, and I'm in showing the gains for it. So I'm appreciating being here tonight. I'm looking forward to what God got to say. And, you know, real quick, by way of announcements, October 27th at 7 o'clock, we're going to be at Brother Jeremiah's house for a fall party. I don't know what the – I didn't get with the – Elise, what's the food? Contact Elise. Okay, that makes it easy. So get with Elise and help. Right. You know, get with her, and we got plenty of weeks to get stuff together for that. So get with her for food-wise, because when I get there, I'm going to be ready to eat too. So like everybody else, we're going to have ourselves a good time. So that's our fall party. Remember those as they travel. Remember this body. Got a lot of stuff going on. Got a lot of things we can pray for, a lot of things to be grateful for. But just remember the body is that we get a lot of moving parts. You know, so Pastor Moore preached on the doctrine of headship, and it was beautiful. Amen. I mean, it was beautiful. Tonight I could just tell you little blurbs and blips of what he said, that would suffice. It would, because it was such a perfect message, and you had to have headship brought. You couldn't have it brought any other way. Yeah, you just really couldn't. So, you know, I was getting stuff together for tonight, and I was thinking about myself, and I was thinking, you know, from that message, it lined up where the man should be. You know, like Brother John said, you know, I love that we get a balance. You know, that was what was wrong before. You would get a headship, and they would just start browbeating the women that the wives need to submit. Wives need to submit. But nobody wanted to follow that analogy all the way through and say, men, you need to be submitting to the leadership of God, just like wives should submit to the husband. And I started looking at that and said, am I really leaning as much as I need to lean on God in all things? You know, because Brother Childers even made the statement. He said, headship should make it easier. It should take the work off of it. And I started thinking, as that role of a husband, I'm still the wife in this situation. So I've got somebody, I've got answers that if I just trust God and lean on him, he is obligated to take care of me. Just like I'm obligated and responsible to take care of my wife, the leadership here is obligated to take care of me. And I started thinking, I said, Brother Jay, are you leaning as much as you need to on the Word of God? I said, I'm not leaning enough. If I got things that keep me up, I'm not leaning enough. If I got things that bother me, I'm not leaning enough. I'm literally, like Pastor said, I'm sleeping next to God. And if I got things that bother me, I should wake up, roll him over and say, hey, I got a problem. I got something that's bothering me. And I know that the next words out of your mouth will be from God. That's how I should lean. I'm not saying women should lean more. I'm saying us men need to lean more. You've been, you women been beat down for years telling you what you should do.
Tonight I'm telling us men what we need to do. And I'm talking to myself. Amen. I'm saying, Brother Jay, you've been letting things linger too long. You've been letting things bother you too long. You've got headship. You've got leadership. You say this place is right. Why don't you act like it? You say this place has all the answers. Why don't you step out on it? Why should we be questioning anything when we got all the answers?
Amen.
I come to God to trust Him. And guess what? I'm not leaning on the man. I could care less who's in the office. I'm leaning on the office.
Amen.
That's the same with the wife. That's how I should work with the wife. She should not. The shortcomings of the man should not dictate what the Word of God is asking you to do. That was another thing that we got to balance on this Sunday. It said that regardless of who's in the right and who's in the wrong, you do your role, and it will still work out perfect. You guys remember when Pastor did that? He said, when we both do it, it works out perfect.
Amen.
We all said amen. He said, but if you just do it, it should still work out perfect. Little less amens, but it should have been all amens.
Amen.
This is all believers. This is all a group of people that say they trust and believe in the Word of God. I understand that all things work together for my good. That's not even a plural statement. It's not for our good. It's for my good. I started looking at that and said, I used to think that it was a group of us that it was supposed to work out for. That we all had to come together and we all had. No. I don't care if you never get it right. I don't care if you ever serve Him like you should. I don't care if you ever listen. I need to. Because that's how my blessings flow. That's God's order. That's how His things work. He doesn't say if you're a group. He doesn't say if you and your family. He didn't say, as for me and my group, I will serve. No, as for me and my house.
Amen.
This right here, what I can control, that's all I'm trying to obligate to control. I look at that and say, I need to trust. That's what I'm talking about tonight, is that I need to trust God. And I started looking at even how I got ready for services. I lean too much on my understanding. I try to read it up. I try to study it up. Try to get 5-6 scriptures, 5-6 quotes. And guess what? I'm not telling you not to study. That's not what I'm telling you. My family will tell you. I'm going to put my time in. I'm going to do what I need to do, but I don't need to be leaning on my understanding. I get so many nuggets from a service. Why do I got to go back to 54 to get something? Why do I got to go back to 83 to get something? Why do I even got to go back to 95 to get something? I can get something from every service that is enough to get me through. That is enough. That's why. Guess how that should work in your home. I shouldn't have to go back to last year's statement or last year's testimony to make it through tomorrow. I got a service that just came tonight, hot off the press, that'll get you through. It's the manna for today. The manna for today is what we need. I look at that and said, I need to be leaning that much more. Guess how I should, even when Pastor Moore was saying it, he emphasized it several times. He said, the way we've been bringing these doctrines, we should all have been paying attention.
Right.
That's right.
And then he said it again. He said, you should just be paying attention. I was looking at that and said, I need to be paying attention even more. I need to be pulling so much more that at every service, it should be just waiting, chomping at the bit to say, Lord, what do you want? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? Why? Because we know this is where God is. I'm saying if you know where God is at, act like it. Act like it. Act like it. I was thinking about even in my home, I was thinking, you know, because after Sunday's message, for me, I was getting whipped up and down. Do this better. Do that better. And I needed it. I need to be corrected. I need to be called to. I need those things. And as I was looking back on it, I had things I needed to do. Things I had to straighten out. Things I had to, but you had to. It's my obligation, though. I'm not telling you to feel sorry for me. That's my house. I get some great benefits out of my house. I love where I live. I love my family. I love my kids. That's an honor. It's an honor. It's a privilege to take care of them.
Amen.
But when you're behind, you don't walk like you're on time.
No.
I'm saying if you're running late, you shouldn't be walking slow.
Right.
If you're running late, you should be moving with a different sense of urgency, is what I'm getting at. It should be a different sense of urgency if you feel like you're behind. Now, if you're caught up, this ain't for you right now. If you're ahead of the game, you're good. Sit still. I'm talking about me. I was behind. I had some shortcomings. I had things I had to get right. And I thank God that He was still talking to me. I thank God that He gave me another chance. But I didn't want to waste it. I didn't want to get to Wednesday night and have done nothing. Have not implemented nothing. Not used anything from the service. Come on. That would be silly. If you had a Sunday service, guess what? Sunday was to help you get to the next service.
Right.
That means everything through Sunday's message was to equip you, to build you up, to get you ready to get to the next service.
Right.
If you don't use anything from Sunday's message, you wasted your time coming.
Amen.
You wasted your time. You could have done anything else. You should have watched the football game. If you weren't going to pay attention, if you weren't going to implement it, if you weren't going to use this thing, because everything that God says is it's not going out void. We've got so many great resources here that it shouldn't go out void. And I was thinking, I said, you know, because I was looking at that, and it helped me to get a better understanding on where my faith really lies. My faith is not in a person. It's not in a person. Like, it's not in a person. Like, I just to understand that more, is that whether I see you do good or whether I see you do bad, that shouldn't change the Word of God. It shouldn't affect it if I really am leaning on the Word of God. Because the Word of God is right. We know that the Word of God is right. So whether I see you do good, bad, or I don't see you do anything, I need to be leaning on the Word of God. Because if I lean on anything else, it'll fall. It will fall. It will fall. It will fall. Nothing else is stable. Let all man's words be a lie, but my word. My word. This is what we're leaning on. My faith is in the Word of God. I thought about that. I said, how much more resting should I be doing? I was thinking about that, and me myself. I said, if I was struggling with a decision, guess what? I only struggle with it as long as I want to. Brother John said it best. I'm not making mistakes here. I do what I want to do. I do exactly what I want to do. I pick up Satan when I want to pick him up. I put him down when I want to put him down. If I want to let something linger and bother me, let me show you an example. If my wife is worried about something, like she goes out to, and she goes, oh, let's say, here's what we do. We got salt in our house. We got to carry the salt downstairs, heavy. She's worried about it the whole time. It's in her car. I don't know how we're going to get this in the house. I don't know how I'm going to pick it up. It's too heavy for me. I can't pick it up. Maybe I should call one of Brother Jay's brothers. Maybe I should call the people in the church to help me pick up this salt. But her husband's home. Me. She got a strong man in the house that can pick up the salt. All she would have to say is, honey, you're going to have to get that salt. Now, when I get the salt, I get it. When I carry it, I carry it. That load is no longer hers to worry about. What I'm saying in the simplest form is, as long as you want to carry some big, heavy bags, you can carry them. You can hold on to them. But guess what? You need a pastor. You are ordained to have a pastor to see you through. So without him, you're not moving. Without him, you don't grow. Without him, you don't understand the doctrines. You need somebody that understands it to explain it to you. You can't read this stuff up. This Bible's been around for 2,000 years, and you never got anything like you got out of Sunday. Brother Branham's book's been available since 65, and you never knew how to get that out of there. You didn't know marriage and divorce. You didn't know predestination. Until you had a preacher, you would have never figured it out. And that's why I can't lean on my understanding. I can't lean on my reading. I can look at this thing and it can help me to quantify some of the scriptures. Maybe I can read further, as when they say, you know, read Colossians 4 or 5 at home. I can go back in there and get some benefits out of it. But guess what? I can't read this and get a message for believers now. The written word won't give me messages for believers now. I got to have the spoken word of God to reveal this thing to me, to bring it to be present tense. Unless you have a present tense God, you're talking about past things. You got to have a present tense God. Like the story of Noah and Jonah, those are all good. They're good for their time. It's nice to reference them. It's nice to see where God was moving out through those times. But I need a God of today. I got issues that Noah didn't see. I got stuff that Moses never dealt with. I got things that Jesus himself didn't see. I got to have somebody on the scene right now that can help me through this. And what I'm saying, people, is that we got them. I'm saying, Lord, give me somebody that can give me all the answers. And he said, guess what? I provided. My grace has been sufficient. I've been giving you away. And I look at that and said, thank you, Lord. And I look at all these things. And, you know, even when I mentioned that my grace is sufficient, that helped me even understand headship more too. Because I looked at the grace that God gave me, how Christ loves me. That's how I should love my wife. The grace that he gave me, unconditional. Like Pastor Moore said, he said, you know, me and Sister Clarice, we're married till death till we part. Those are the vows. Those are the vows that I made. I love her unconditional. As long as I'm going to be, when I look at all the things that we get, I look at that and said, we've been taught how to love. We've been taught how to forgive. We've been taught how to apply grace. And I'm looking at that and saying, you know, so if you burn the eggs, burn the eggs. That shouldn't be grounds for dismissal. It shouldn't get to that point, not with all the stuff that we get here. And I was just looking at myself, and I was saying, you know, when you truly understand what God has been bringing, you can see how everything does work for your good. I can see how the roles line up. I can see how the pictures line up. Because I was going back and looking at this, I thought, you know, when I said I'm fully, you know, in Romans, I'll read over that. But it's Romans chapter 8, and I'll pass over 28, but I'm going to look at 38. It says, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor death nor any other creature. And I threw myself in there. Sometimes I want to think of things. Sometimes I want to have thoughts. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing that separates us from Him. Nothing. Nothing. And I look at that and I said, Lord, when you truly understand headship and you see how the order works, you see that I can't be lost if I wanted to be. And I was just looking at all these things that, you know, Pastor was bringing out, and I was like, this should make my walk easier. You know, as easy as I want it to be for my wife, as how easy it should be for me to serve God in this hour. You know, as we come in here and we're praising God and we're excited about Him and we are blessed beyond. I was just thinking about that because, you know, Sunday night we were talking and Brother Childers gave some testimonies and then we talked about it as well. But I was looking at that and I was like, we got Brother Childers here. Like, we got Brother Childers here is what I'm getting. I'm saying, we got Brother Childers here. Amen. That alone is enough. Yeah. But God gave us more. Right. But He gave us more. He said, I'll give you Brother Childers, but I'm going to give you Pastor Moore. He said, I'll give you more. He was like, I don't even want you to worry about that. If he cuts off a loaf too big for you to stomach, let Pastor Moore cut it a little bit more and break it down for you. He said, but if you don't get it then, I'll give you Brother Jeremiah that can break it down for you to make it easier for you. I was looking at this saying, God, you've made it so easy for me to lean on you. Why don't I just trust you and let you take over? Amen. I was like, my goodness, why is it hard to come to church when you know all this is happening? You know, I started off saying I understand how Wednesdays can be, but when you start understanding, when you truly know how good it is, what you got?
Amen.
I don't care if I got to leave the kids at home by themselves. I know they're depending on me to be right.
Amen.
I'm talking about the men here. They're depending on me to lead and guide them. It's like driving in the car. They can sleep in the back seat. I still got to be awake. I still got to pay attention. I still got a job and a responsibility to do. That's when we say men be men. Yeah, you need to be a man. You need to have some backbone about you. You need to be the strongest person in the house. You need to be the most responsible person there. And I was looking at that and said, Lord, Lord, Lord. I was trying to cut up the roles. I was trying to make it half and half. I said, I'm going to be responsible for this. You'll be responsible for that. And that's how I was trying to separate the roles. No, I got it all. I'm responsible for the happiness. I'm responsible for the sadness. I'm responsible for the money. I'm responsible for the discipline. I'm responsible for it all. I'm truly supposed to oversee that thing. I get it. You know, if you're the top dog CEO of a job, you know, some things may happen at the bottom level. But guess what? You're still responsible.
Amen.
It starts making the news, and they're going to say, well, yeah, I understand that teller messed up down there and stole all that money, but who hired him?
Yeah.
Who hired that person? How'd they get in here? You don't have any oversights here? What kind of provisions have you made?
Amen.
What kind of responsibilities have you taken? What kind of measures have you taken to prevent that from happening? I look at that in my home. I go, Brother Jay, come on now. Get right. Get this thing move quicker. Get on this thing quicker. If you're going to be a help, be a help. If you're going to be a brother, be a brother.
Amen.
If you're going to say you're going to lay in this thing, lay in this thing. Because it's what I'm getting at. It doesn't get harder the more I lean into it. What I'm getting at is the more I trust God, the easier it is. The easier it gets. I was looking at that, even like situations may come up in your life. And I thought, because I was looking back on my own life, and like I said, I'm talking to myself. I'm looking back on my own life, and the times that I get so godly, when I get so godly, so spiritual, is when I don't got no more hopes. When it's when I'm my back's against the wall, no options. This is it. Ship's going down. There's a hole in the boat. I'm nervous. You're in a jail cell or wherever. You think of the worst place. That's when they get so spiritual. But why? Why do I got to wait till then? Why can't I get the answers on that in the beginning of the day? Why I got to wait till the nighttime to hear from God? Why can't I hear from him in the morning? Why can't I hear from him in the afternoon? Why do I got to wait for it to get so bad before I step out on it? Why do I got to wait for me to supposedly be lost to trust God and just do what he said? Why do I want to do that? When I say we got the answers, start using them. Use them early. Use them often. And I'm talking to myself. I'd say, you know what? If you're having problems making decisions, talk to the person that can make them. Get your pastor involved. You know, Pastor Moore was saying that. He said, you know, put that load on that husband. He said, lean on him. He said, lean on him. Lean on him. He said I'd push it on him so much, make him nervous. That's what I'd be doing to that office of the pastorship. I'd be leaning on him. I'd want him to know every ins and out. I'd want him to know every job application, every decision we're making. Let him cut you off. Don't you cut him off. Let him cut you off. Let him tell you you got it. Let him tell you you're good from now. Let him tell you you can make that decision on your own. I'm telling you, if you're having troubles, you got some people with some answers. I was thinking about that. I thought, you know, when they go out of town, you know, life don't stop here. Life don't stop here. Life don't stop here. I thought about that. I thought, you know what? Here's what I'm thinking about. I was talking. When they went out of town, we had one service where Pastor and Jeremiah were out of town. They were out of town for a couple of days. And I thought, nobody had any problems? Nobody had any issues? Nobody had anything they need fixed? You're telling me everything's going right? You're leaning on that leadership. Now, I'm looking at it. I'm saying, now, I don't want all the questions to come to me. That's not what I'm getting at all. Please. That's not what I'm saying. Right. But I'm saying, if you're really leaning on the leadership, it would have made sense to me. Right. It would have made sense to me if they said, hey, Brother Jay, we're about to head out. Guess what? Brother Isaiah typically sees me on Tuesday nights. And we always talk. He's probably going to need to see you on Tuesday night. If you got some things that you're going through, I wouldn't wait is what I'm getting at. I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't be saying, I'm going to wait till he gets back in town. No! I want an answer now. I want to learn from the leadership of God right now. I understand you're busy, Lord. I understand you're doing that. But you've given me options. You've given me resources. I want to hear from God right now. I'd be leaning on it so much because I'm not leaning on the man. I'm leaning on the office. I'd be putting that so much pressure. I would make Brother Jay nervous. I say, I'd make me work. Is what I'm getting at. Don't make it easy, because we got. Amen. Because as we're going through this life, people, this world is getting crazier and crazier. I mean, by the second, I'm not waiting anymore. I'm not waiting on this thing. I want God to move on the scene right now. I want God. I want him right now. I don't want to wait. You know, that's what I looked at, and you know, when I was thinking, and I'm not going to be for you long, but I was thinking the people that were going to be leaving out of here soon, they didn't know it. Like the brother Reggie, he didn't know. But he had a sense of urgency that he wasn't waiting.
Right.
Service would be over. Brother Childers, got a question here. Got a question there. Even Pastor Moore.
Right.
You thought about when he was, his transition, he was coming here right after service. He had a sense of urgency.
Right.
I'm thinking, I need to have more of a sense of urgency. You know, God's put it on my heart to have a sense of urgency more. Like, be leaning in this thing more. I'm not saying that, you know, roles are changed. I'm saying I want to have a sense of urgency to get all of the God that I can get. I don't want to leave any meat on the bone. I want to take this thing so serious that it's my life and I act like it. Like, I'm just saying, I tell y'all, we think about sports or something. It's no secret I like the Buckeyes. You know it. You can ask me any question about the roster, the team. I can tell you when they won a championship. I can tell you this. I can tell you that. I love them. I love the Buckeyes. I love watching them. My moods are dictated by some of their games. I love it. But what are you doing? What are you doing with the Word of God, Brother Jay?
Amen.
Have you read the seven church ages? What are you doing with the Word of God, Brother Jay? Said study, show yourself approved. You've been reading, looking in the books. You've been studying. You've been checking out the website. We got things on there where you can study and get in there. Lay in those things so that way when they're preaching to doctors, you can get in there and help out more. I'm looking at that saying for myself. I'm saying, man, we got opportunities. And I'm thinking if you're a musician, you want to learn some songs, we got the internet. We got YouTube. You got things where you can lay in there. And I'm not saying works, people. That's not what I'm getting at. I'm saying you got opportunities here to lay in there and just give God his way, and you'll be blessed from it. You'll be blessed from it. I don't want to half serve God is what I'm getting at. After the message Sunday, it just let me know because what was happening to myself is that I was trying to divide the role so much that I didn't have to do too much. I divided up so much, I didn't even have to drive myself to church if I didn't want to. Come on now. You got to lead from the front. That's not how I was taught. You got to lead from the front. I don't want this thing to ever get so easy that I'm not doing nothing. I don't want you to ever think a service can go on without me saying something. I don't want you to ever think that I'm not going to get in there and give my part. I want to always be accounted for because this is my life. This is what I breathe for. This is what I live for. So I want to give everything I can to it. You know, after the headship, it was just put on me. I said, you know, there's really no excuses. No excuses. God took away all excuses Sunday. All excuses are taken away. Whether she's doing it right, you're doing right. No excuses. Whether you fully understand, no excuses. You got time to get this thing right. And I thank God for it. I thank God for what he brought us. Because I was looking at that, I said, you know, when you truly have faith in what God's going to do, that's how his order works. It's without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if your goal is to please God, you got to have faith in his order. You got to have faith in his process. His faith. Even Pastor said something that kind of stirred up my thinking as well. He said, you know, if that man or woman is out and they're in the wrong, it's not even my job to fix it. He said, I trust God so much that he'll fix it. And, you know, let me show you how I used to have a spin on that. I had a bad spin on it. I'd be like, well, I'm going to just hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles. Well, guess what? My role in my job, in my order, is that I need to be calling the spirits, that I need to be getting on things. I can't just sit there. When he said, hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles, it wasn't on that. Your job is to get those kids in line. Like, if they're being bad, my job is to whoop them. My job is to get them together. You can't just sit there and hold your peace on that. You got to have a balance on this thing. When it's your job, you just do your job, and God will honor the rest. Now, you know, like they said, you know, I may have been too hard or too easy on my kids, but at least I was working on it. You got to do your job on that part. You can't be nothing. You got to do something in this thing. That's why I'm looking at this. I come to the house of God. I need to do something. Whether I throw up a rock, jump up and down, whatever, he'll figure it out. He'll work. He'll straighten me out. He'll straighten me out. That's his job, to straighten me out. That's how this thing should work. I should be as free as I can get until God straightens me out. I should run as fast as I can run until God tells me to go the other direction. Because this thing is so real that I've seen it work. You know, I've seen it work time after time, time after time. I've seen the ministry come in, lay things out, and just be perfect. And it's always, this message has always helped me. It's never, ever hindered me. It's always blessed me. It's always edified me. It's always done this thing. So my thing tonight, I was just thinking, you know, I need to trust God more. You know, I need to lean on him more. I need to trust him more. Because I was thinking, you know, in this crazy age, I should be leaning on God more. Because when we go out here, I mean, you know, my heart, tears go out to the people that, I mean, there's so many things that are happening, you can't even keep up with them. I mean, the last, you think it was a hurricane, and they said it was another city, another hurricane, had three hurricanes and a massacre in a week, and it's just like, you don't even know what to even pray for. I'm just saying, Lord, help humanity. I don't even know what city to send the money. You're just, so many crazy things are happening that I'm just like, and if I'm still going through with the same mindset, that things are all right, I don't understand what time I'm in. I gotta be moving a little bit with a different sense of urgency. I gotta say, Satan is losing his minions. I need to be that much closer to God. I need to be that much closer. I need to be that much settled. I need to be that much more peace. I need to be that much more in the house. I need to listen to the mystery that much more. I need to make sure that my spirit, my minds are right. I need to be calling this thing that much more. As I see that day approaching, I should need God more. I should need him more. It shouldn't be the same 6 and 7.
It really shouldn't. Right. You know, if I was taking 2 pages of notes, maybe 3 pages. I'm talking to myself. I'm saying I want to give more to it, and you know, God's going to figure it out how to make me do it. He'll figure that out. But I'm just thinking, this thing is too good to let anything go to waste. I don't want any part of it to go to waste. So God bless you. Amen. Brother Jeremiah. Amen.
God is good to us. You know, there was a message Brother Brandon preached, and James was kind of referencing there. He preached one at Pilate, lean not into thy own understanding.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, really, we are blessed here because we have every answer to all the devil's questions.
Right. Amen. That's right.
We have that available to us, brother children, because we have the headship of God that came down.
Amen.
We have the full word of God on the scene today.
Amen.
If we have a question, we don't have to sit without an answer.
Amen.
We have it all available to us.
Amen.
If we're wondering about our loved ones, we can come here and ask God and we can get an answer about our loved ones.
Amen.
If we're wondering if I'm picking the right spouse, you can actually come here and get an answer from God.
Amen.
If you're going to marry the right person.
Amen.
But what each and every one of us get to choose to do is whether we're going to listen or not. We can lean to our own understanding and say, I'm going to still do it my way, and I'm going to still go about my business. Or we can submit ourselves to God and take that answer and bring forth peaceful fruit.
Amen.
And, you know, and now I know what the evidence of the Holy Ghost is recognizing your day in this message. But, you know, one of the things I really enjoyed what Brother Moore had to say Sunday, and maybe I'll put myself here for a minute. Let me rewind for a minute. There was a time, Brother Childers, because we preached the same doctrine we've always preached. There's nothing different than what Brother Schultz got in 73 that I'm preaching tonight.
Amen.
Now, what Brother Schultz will tell you and what I'll tell you, things get brighter.
Right.
God gives you more information on things.
Because,
you know, there was an hour, Brother James, that if a wife didn't listen to her husband, that was the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Let's be honest about it.
Right.
That was the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
And
you can connect that in some ways, but that was the evidence. There was a time, if you got married a second time and you had a living husband, we weren't sure if you could go to heaven.
Right.
Because we had made that an evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You know? But what Brother Moore said Sunday is if a wife don't listen to her husband, and we take that serious, because that's part of the answer of God, and that's what's going to give you that peaceful answer. But if a wife doesn't listen to a husband, it's just breaking a type, and it's not the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Well, we're kind of in that situation tonight.
Right.
I believe we're all believers. Now, I know what the evidence is. If you don't believe the Word of God, I don't got much for you.
Right.
But you're a believer. You're coming in here with, you carry your flesh in here. You carry your spirit rim in here. You got to submit that stuff to the Word of God or to the devil. And you're making that choice in one sense every single time you hear the Word. Your soul's saying amen.
Right.
Your soul, that's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
That's nothing but the truth. A wife should submit herself to the husband. That's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
But you walk out of here and you keep your own thinking, you may not submit to it, and that's where the problem comes in.
Amen.
So what Brother James is trying to even tell you a little bit tonight is you can submit and lean not to thy own understanding and get every answer you need to overcome the devil.
Amen.
Or you can carry a load and keep your own thinking and think you got the answer and you're going to do it your own way and get nowhere. That's a struggle. And we have the ability to eliminate the struggling nature by submitting ourselves to God and taking that answer. You know, I'll even go further. Brother Moore made a comment because I've been to church here a long time. Brother Dustin, you went here a long time. You notice when God tweaks our thinking a little bit. Because God will tweak our thinking a little bit, Brother Childers. I'll never forget the Wednesday night you came in here and said, I got to drop one more law.
Right.
We had this one law that we had to keep. And God come in here and tweaked our thinking.
Amen.
Well, Brother Moore said a comment Sunday, just like a wife don't listen to husband, you're breaking a type. He said, some of you ain't always going to listen to me.
Right.
Now, I'm going to preach to you. Find you a man, bring it word upon word.
Right.
You got to have a preacher. He's ordained to see you through. I don't even care the people that don't go to church. You know what's going to bring forth the rapture is preaching.
Yeah.
So even if you're a person that's not going to church tonight, there's got to be a preacher somewhere that's going to get you to a rapture.
Right.
But what my point being is, get to that preacher, but you're a human being. You're going to get to the flesh sometime, and you're going to walk right out of here and say, I'm going to keep my own thinking. And I'm going to still deal with my wife the way I want to deal with my wife, even though God told me to do it this way. Now, there was a time, Brother Jim, I would have said, well, that person must not be a believer. But what you're doing is just breaking the type. You're leaning to your own understanding. You decide to keep your own thinking and lean on your own ideas and do things your own way. And you know all... I just sit back here, and what's so great about it is, used to be a judgmental person. I'm not even a judgmental person. I understand. You know why? I got flesh. I got the same thinking. I got the same battle. I got the same problem you got. So I get it a little bit. And I just look back and say, this ain't going to work. You know, I'm going to warn you. I'm my job as a preacher. I'm going to preach the truth to you, and you choose to do another thing. You know what? I've even got to the point about when you go and you get a boyfriend or a girlfriend and don't believe the word of God. You know what we believe in here. Don't be unequally yoked. And I'll keep preaching it, and I'll preach it until I'm dead. That's the truth. But you know what I've learned? You're going to make that decision for yourself. I'm not going to make it for you. I can't make it for you. You will choose who you're going to live with. I don't have to live with that person. And I'm here to warn you, get unequally yoked. You're going to have battles that you don't have to have. But I ain't going to make it an evidence of the Holy Ghost on you. Let me tell you another thing I've learned. See, because I've been here when I saw our church split. I've watched women get out of place. I've watched men not be in place. I've watched just how we teach headship, and I've amened everybody, and I still believe it today. But, you know, there's a time, Brother Destin, I'll be honest with you. Maybe you're not in the same shoes I am. I'd be so nervous because I believe if my wife didn't listen to me, that was evidence of the Holy Ghost. I was going to make her listen to me. You're going to listen to me. And, you know, all I do, and I'm going to call the spirits, don't get me wrong. And I've got that right in my home. But you know what? I'm not going to fight 10 days in a row over the same thing. God don't force me to do anything. I ain't going to force my wife to do anything. I'm going to call the spirits. I'm going to put the word on it. But I have learned, Brother Doug, if God ain't forcing me to do something, why am I going to force my wife to do something? I believe she should submit to me. I believe she should listen to what I say. I believe if she listens to what I'm saying, the outcome's going to be a lot better. And I believe the Word teaches that. And I believe she's got to amen the Word, whether she believes in doing it, whether she does it or not. She's going to say that's nothing but the truth. But I'm not going to go home 10 days in a row and fight over the same thing. Because it don't work that way. Because it ain't, if she don't want out of desire of the heart, it ain't real anyhow, and it's not going to last. But the point of it, that I guess I'm trying to make in what James is preaching tonight, lean not to your own understanding. I believe in following the word, Brother Childers. I believe in finding me a man, bringing it word upon word, hearing that preaching, amening it, taking it for God. I believe it's God talking to me. So I take the answer, and I believe in applying it to my life, and I believe it's going to help me. I would challenge you. You don't listen to the word of God, I listen to the word of God, I'm going to come out better. I'll take that challenge every day of the week. And I'm not even going to slant what better means, but I'm just saying, the Word of God's right. Every man's word is a lie. I don't care what you say. So I know it works that way. And there's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Submit yourself to God. We forget that part sometimes. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's the way it works. But you got to submit. Lean not to your own understanding. We're believers, but apply it to your life. Amen. Drop your own thinking and take the word of God. And you can get every answer to every question. So that's what we have available to us today. Amen. Is the answer to all the devil's questions. Amen. We do. Now there's times, Brother Isaiah, because I'm flesh and I'm human and I have a carnal mind, I keep my own thinking. But all I'm doing is just continue to walk into a wall. Not making any progress. I'm going to do it my way, hard-headed. I just keep hitting the wall. I'm going to do it my way. You know, really, there's a battle there. Because you even know as a believer sometimes, like, this ain't right. And you're struggling even with that. But you just keep doing what you want to do. And then there's something on the inside calling to you and say, this ain't right, but I'm going to still keep trying. And finally say, you know what? Give up. Zill the hour. I am wrong. God is right. Turn around, repent, and that's how this thing works. So lean not unto thine own understanding. And, you know, we preach, I love the testimony, the doctrine is what we're about in here.
Amen.
You really want to know what makes us different from other churches? It's our doctrine. That's what really makes us different. And we believe in strong word in here, strong doctrine. We preach things in here that make you feel good. We preach things in here that make your flesh sometimes rile up. But the word's right every single time. I'm proud to go to a church that believes in hard work. I'm proud to go to a church that believes in a man being a man and a woman being a woman. I'm proud to go to a church that believes in trying to raise kids right.
Amen.
I'm proud to go to a church that believes in eternal security and predestination and taking your loved ones and will preach you the truth no matter who it hits.
Amen.
And who it calls, whatever. It will tell you the truth no matter what.
Amen.
I love it that way. So God bless you. Come on, musicians.
We are so blessed here to have the ministry, to have the word preached to us, the doctrine that has saved us. We don't have to take no mess off of Satan. We know where we are. We know what's up. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to come. I just want to tell God how thankful I am to have this. It governs our lives, Brother Mike. It don't leave us in the dark. In an hour like this, when everything has gone crazy, those poor people, they went to a concert. Who knew that half an hour later you would be dead? And we don't know what's coming on. Anywhere we could go, anytime, these demons are turned loose. I mean, I'm not guaranteed to live tomorrow. I don't know. I am thankful for this message. Every time I get a chance, Lord, I want to praise you. He didn't do all this for nothing. He didn't send us a prophet for nothing. He didn't quicken that to elder children for nothing. He didn't give us a pastor like we have for nothing. And he is here now. I believe that with all of my heart.
Knows what he's doing, and God makes all wrongs right. That's the good thing about it. Page 173, I am blessed.
QG.
Amen.